Blog Talk Radio.
Sitting here thinking about all the innocent people that had hurt in my past relationship. Never felt the slightest bit bad until it happened to me. It's funny, I was so quick to laugh when it's someone else, but then when it happens to us, a joke is never as funny as we all thought it was, for we felt the same thing. And it's true that it's no fun when the rabbit got the gun, and you're in love with the one that hurts you most. And they say karma is a bitch, and I say I agree with it, 'cause it's Holy Spirit inside let me know that breaking a woman's
Imanjave. I got my co-host on the line riding shotgun as always. My role partner always for the street, Ron. We be for the streets. We be for the streets. What's up?
Wait. Are you saying we for the streets, or are you saying I'm for the streets?
I said we for the streets. We.
Okay. Yeah. I know you said we or he.
He for the streets? What you trying to say?
Whoa,
I didn't want to stop it because I was thinking. I was like, let me get on.
I was like, I had my beer, I had my motherfucking blunt. I was like, oh shit, I'm rocking with this. Nigga said,
yeah.
And I'm not sitting here scratching shit, 'cause you done burnt up daddy's dick. Oh, she ain't say that.
That's not what that man said. That is not.
Oh, my bad. That's
not what that man said.
My bad, wrong song, I'm sorry.
I don't even know what that song was. But she was just saying
But hey, here we are. We are here. We here. I'm trying to get this stuff out my bed so that I can go in this house. We drink.
Oh, so you are literally in your bag right now.
Yeah, like mentally in my work bag trying to find some PJs to put them on because I got the thing down here at my friend's house.
Why do you have to have the white bag? Is that representational of the white man being all-encompassing of owning the things that
said,
you have?
I didn't
are
say
you
white. I said work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said work.
That I lied.
I said work.
That
you,
must have been,
you,
like, I ain't hitting you. I'm sorry.
You were about to go in on me. Hold up, wait a second. This is a work bag. This is a bag for work. Just trying to. I can see shit in this goddamn bag right now because my light ain't on in my car. But yeah, we here. We drink.
I'm
we
sorry.
What?
No, I was gonna say, as you can tell, I'm already misunderstanding shit and mishearing shit. So this may be an interesting evening as we drinking.
Oh Lord, this may be interesting, because, I mean, I get to drink tonight, because I ain't got to be nowhere in the morning. I'm going to go home in the morning. But I'm trying to find my oven tank top that I can sleep in. Well, I guess I can sleep in my phone. But, yeah, we drink. We supposed to be staying for 3 days in front of these pots. That's Ron. Tommy Maj.
I wanna add a big butt Cambodian bitch that's about 29 years old and don't know the
what?
Value of a dollar. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
What the hell? What the hell? Okay, so y'all can see what was happening that we about to have. It's just being broad as of right now. I do not know if Keisha Taylor's going to come in. She don't get off work until 11:30. And we know Dre. Yeah, it's just me and Ron. So tonight, we are going to talk about a couple of things. The first topic we're going to talk about is spending the block. If you have not heard these before. I definitely have heard it a couple of times within the last couple of weeks about people spending the block when it comes to exes and going back to people. So that's what that pretty much means, right? When you go back to an ex or some shit. And we all probably have done the shit. I know I have, and I'm going to tell y'all exactly who it is in a second, who I did it with. And I shouldn't have, and I won't do it again.
I don't want to have this conversation.
You don't? Okay. All right.
Ma'am? Because this is
somebody.
I'm about to shoot somebody. No, I have no problem having this conversation, love. The reason I say that is because I, too, have backtracked or spun the block, so to speak. And but I just found out this week the person who I spun the block with then took out a child support order on the nigga. But now I have 13 years of fucking child support in front of me. Funky
she
bitch.
Really did that? Shut the front door.
That funky bitch.
God,
I'm giving
her
this bitch money every month, and she still threw me to court most months.
Oh, my God, I can't believe her. Shut up.
Man, listen. She was taking my money and saying, and double-dipping, being like, oh, yeah, they coming for you. They go, I'll take this stuff.
Wow. I ain't get
nothing in the mail. I ain't get no fucking nothing stuck to me. All I know is they taking out $611.10 every fucking check.
Every check? Yeah, wait. Okay, so I'm going to have to get on the elevator in a second. If my phone go out, that's the only reason why, okay? I'm trying to get your stuff out of this car first. So.
Yeah,
really?
I mean,
are you effing kidding me?
No, I'm not. No.
Yo, nigga, I'm mad for you. I don't like stuff like that. I don't like it. I don't
wait,
like it.
I go a step further with you. Then she moved the baby to North Carolina.
So you're having to do North Carolina shit? Wait a minute.
They moved the state away.
What for? Shut up. So.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
She took her from across the county to across state lines.
Wow. I can't believe she did that. I'm highly disappointed in her.
I'm highly disappointed in her. That's what happens when dummies like me get involved with a person, stop dealing with that person, and then all of a sudden you start dealing with that person again. Next thing you know, you inseminate that person. After said insemination, there is a birth. Now you got motherfucking child support for 13 more motherfucking years. I'm sorry. I'm venting.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm okay with you. That's some fuck shit, and she knows she's on some fuck shit. That's not right. Not right. You know you can contest it, right?
I'm trying to. I don't want to contest.
What state did she file in?
I don't want to contest it.
No, it's that the fact that it's she should have went about it a different way. Hello, how are you?
Yes.
You should have went about it a different way.
Yes.
I wouldn't tell you to contest it if it was something like, okay, I'm talking to you about it. This is what's about to happen. Plus, we're about to move. This, that, and the third. If there was no conversation, then bitch, I got a problem with you.
Conversation, nigga. Like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I'm with you there. Okay. I just came in this business first. If my phone go out, like I said, I'm getting on the elevator. Thank you.
This nigga going up and down the elevators and shit, traveling the motherfucking planet. Going in and out of town.
Today,
I just want to be like you.
3 days, off 2 days, on 4.
I hear you and your bragging ass on 3, off 4, off 4, on 3. You know what I'm saying? Your fucking hopscotch days off and shit. This nigga, only motherfucker I know that works 7 days a week, but then she off 18 days in a row. Get the fuck out of here. How the fuck is that possible? Motherfucker flying this time zone to that time zone. South to north, east to west. Don't make no motherfucking sense. And now she done lost her motherfucking signal, but she on the elevator and shit. On the elevator. In the elevator. but anyway, spinning the block. What is it that makes us say, you know what, fuck it. I know I had a relationship with this person. I know it didn't work out. I know why it didn't work out. But fuck it, you know what? I'm going to go again. Makes us go back. I heard a saying one time. It said, second marriages are the victory of hope over history. Second marriages is the war of hope over history. Yeah, I know what happened. But I hope this is going to happen. Yeah, I know what our history said. I know what we used to do. I know what happened, you know what I'm saying, in the past. But I'm just hoping that shit changed now because this, that. Nigga, ain't shit changing. That's the same funky bitch. That's the same ass nigga right there. Same motherfucker. His feet smell the same. They ain't changed. Nope. Same motherfucker. I'm just saying, y'all gonna, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. This motherfucker all of a sudden done went to therapy and then became a whole new motherfucker. Nope, he's still lazy. Sorry, same motherfucker. Still don't know how to parent. Nope, same motherfucker. Same thing that made you mad before is going to make you mad again. But you hope it's going to be different. Man, fuck that hope. go with history. History is a better determining tool for what the future is going to be than hope. Guaranteed. And I hope this block right here is all I think it's going to be. But history tells me that this weed right here ain't as good as the weed I had yesterday. So I can hope all the fuck I want. But history tell me that this shit right here, yeah, this Jesse Jackson shit. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Yeah, you keep hope alive if you want to. Yeah, so that's what that is. I'm going to ask y'all, you know what I'm saying, when y'all listening to this, y'all ask yourself, what is it that makes us keep going back and spinning the block and going back for motherfuckers? Oh, sounds like somebody has returned. Sounds like
I'm back.
I have company.
I'm back.
Oh, guess who's back? Chitty has returned.
I told you that my phone was going to go out in that elevator. So thank you so much for holding it down, Ron. I appreciate you.
Nigga, all I've been doing is, all right, so boom. I said something that I heard, right?
Okay.
That when second marriages are the war of hope over history.
Huh? What? What is that?
Second marriages is the war of hope over history. So I hope this gonna be different. But history tells me I ain't like this motherfucker before and we got a divorce and I probably shouldn't like him now. But I hope things change. But history told me I ain't like when this motherfucker would talk to me sideways before and be arrogant. But I hope that they learn different. But history tells me that they mother is still a bitch and it's gonna be an argument every week about that motherfucking fat.
Oh,
but I hope
okay.
That things have changed because I got a new job. But history tells me that your fucking son is a bastard and I'm gonna punch that motherfucker in his face. But I hope. And we can keep hope alive like Jesse Jackson.
Okay. Okay. All right. There might be some truth to that shit. Because can we talk for a second? Can we talk about this? And so the person that I spun the block with was the man in the suit. I should have never spun the block with that Negro. Okay.
Never.
Once it was done, when it was a first done, it should have stayed done. Like, I shouldn't have ever gone back. Even though, here's the thing. You think people change, you know what I'm saying? And you be like, you know what? They changed, they're not. You know, and he's showing me signs of change. But then you give me a sign as if you the same old raggedy motherfucker up under that suit. The clothes changed, but you still raggedy on the inside. And so, that part.
A wise man once said that habits are not hard to break. Excuse me. Habits are not only hard to break, they're hardly broken. You heard me?
Habits are not only hard to break,
they're hardly broken. And once motherfuckers get to be 30, 40 years old, and they doing some things, nigga, they probably ain't going to stop doing them things.
He's definitely one of them people that I was like, you know what, Jason? And you getting this is me using my government name, talking it to myself. Matter of fact, my whole government name, including the middle. Now you know better. You
oh
know good and doggone way. You know better. You're smart. Very smart. There's nothing wrong. Like, you don't have, you may have dumb moments, but you're not dumb. You know? And I just don't understand how and why
No, you done. Get out in this moment. You're just done. And I shouldn't have. And even after, like, after everything that we went through, I still, with my dumb self, and my friends, they ain't got to call myself dumb. My dumb self. So that. For only for the Negro to do the same thing he did previously. Now, if I go back for a third go around, now who makes me, who makes it stupid? I was the first time, okay, shame on me. No, first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Third time, you dummy. What is wrong with you? You dummy. You got to be more smaller than me.
But the dick good.
And listen, let me tell you something. Attached to that Negro is the devil. You hear what I say to you? The devil.
You just said attached to that nigga is the devil.
It's the devil. The devil. You hear me? The freaking devil himself reincarnated through this human. I never in my life, and that's the only person I've spun the block with. Everybody else has been around for a while. And they just ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But this Negro, I stopped talking to him. I stopped just responding to emails, messages, DMs. I currently watch you watch my stories. I don't say nothing. We don't talk about not saying my stories. No, nothing. Nothing.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
We've said a lot about him. But what
I'm stupid.
I'm stupid. No.
That makes him come back to me?
No. Not that makes him come back. That makes you say, yes, I'm available. That makes you say, I'll even listen. That makes you say, he deserves my time and my energy and my space. What makes you make those decisions? No. Stupid is the easy. And so, boom. As I'm saying, you go to a person who got slanty eyes, right? And is yellow skinned and has straight hair. And you say, where are you from? And they say, Asia. Nigga, that's the easy answer. You from Asia. It's a more specific answer than Asia, where you're from, slaney eyed man. No, then you from Kung Pong province? You from fucking, you know what I'm saying, Laos? Where the fuck are you from? So I say to you, stupid is the easy answer. What's the specific answer? Well, nah, nigga ain't got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I got disconnected.
Yeah, you ain't got disconnected. All right, well, now you're reconnecting. Answer the question.
I didn't hear. Okay, so I guess it's me keeping hope alive, thinking, oh, you know, maybe he now sees the things that he needs to see in me, and he's returning in my space, and that hope is still there. But like I said, he turns around and does the same friggin' thing again, and that ended up creating triggers for me. So that's why this last time was the last time. Like I was like, oh no, I'm done. I'm freaking done this time for real. What am I looking for? You ever come to somebody's house and be like, what the hell am I looking for? I was looking for something specific, and I can't remember what the hell I'm looking for. I'm just walking around looking stupid.
Well, you're the only one that can see you, so you only look stupid to yourself. Stupid.
Stupid. Yeah, just get a little stupid sitting around here. And so It's stupid, stupid, stupid. I was gonna put my. I'm looking for a cup. No matter of fact, I'm just gonna drink my drink out of the can.
All right, fuck your cup. Listen to my story.
Okay.
Off the top of my mind, I don't know, but I'm assuming we're talking about the year 96-ish, about 96.
Okay.
I'm about 22.
Okay.
He's about 19.
Okay.
And a dude I go to college with, Cassini Butler. My nigga K. I fuck with K. I knew Cassim from high school, and then we went to the same college together. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a girl named Sonia. They ended up getting married, having a beautiful family.
What?
They knew each other. And they said, yo, I know the perfect girl for your man, Ron. Right?
Okay.
He said, word. They was doing some multi-level marketing called Equinox.
I know multi-level.
And they were selling all kind of products, selling some kind of water you put in the glass and you put a fucking electric lead in there and it shined a light bulb, all kind of fucking things they would do. Anyway, they were having a convention, so they invited her and they invited me and they was playing matchmaker. And there goes me, and we're going to call her Mother Davis. Me and Mother Davis met on that day. We met, we dealt with each other, blah, blah, blah. We started a relationship. And they always told me, never buy a woman's shoes because she will walk out your life in those shoes. At the time, I was working for the post office. I went and bought this little heifer's a pair of shoes and a pair of sneakers. Next thing I know, this bitch is breaking up with me. I remember her saying something like, this dude she used to fuck with came home from jail. And he was like, yo, he started saying the Cisco shit. Somebody sleeping in my bed. Yo, that shit, in retrospect, is hilarious. At the time, my little fucking 20-something-year heart was broken. I was like, oh, no, my bitch left me for a thug. No problem. Fast forward some years, I moved to the Bronx. Not too far from where she used to live, because she done moved and left the state. Boom, I see the heifer again. Oh, should we meet? We reconnect. I'm with a woman. She's single. We start fucking. Okay. Boom. She move out of state again, come back to the state again. Now she got a daughter. We start fucking again. Fast forward to the year 2015, I retired from Verizon. I get my motherfucking, my pension. January 1st, 2016, I get my money. I circle back to this funky bitch.
Oh,
I'm like, yo, what you doing? Let's go on a vacation. I take her on a vacation. I hear the song, Roberta Flack, Back Together Again. Oh, yeah. Oh, because you, and I. Back together again. Oh, I was in love again. Oh, I found a woman in my life again. I inseminated this woman. Now this fucking bitch got me for child support and I support my child. I'm fucking confused. Because I spun the fucking block.
You spun the block.
I need to roll a blunt right now. Please, talk to you, Mom.
Okay, go ahead. And you know what? And here we are. We think that if we spin this block one more time, something is going to it's gonna change. You know, it's gonna change the way that, because we know why we broke up, right? Like, you know why you broke up, and I know why I broke up, and yet here we are, respondable, thinking that this mofo done changed, thinking that things is gonna be better. Ooh, did we have a wool pull over us? Listen. And they're wanting us to be like, be okay with it. But you came back to me. Sir, ma'am, you came back to me too. So the both of us spawned the block. Now, one of us should have said no. I know I should have said goddamn no.
I know I should have fucking said no.
And I'm saying, like, I should have said no. You know what? I like to decline. As fine as you are, and as big as your wang is, I still should have seen them. But, and here's the thing. While you're talking about how you inseminated said person, listen, I would have had a baby for the Negro. I probably would have had two or three of them little nappy-headed brats for them. But then, something in me, just like you said earlier, I'm trying to eat some chips because I'm hungry. But you said, you know your mama don't like me. It's not that your mama, his mama adored me. Okay? It was just I didn't like him. I stopped liking him. I think what happened is that I loved him. Like, you can love somebody, and you can love every aspect of them, but sometimes you don't like them. I get certain things. I just don't like what you do. Like, I don't like you. And I stopped liking him. And I'm going to tell you what the last straw was for me this last time and why I said this is the last time. I was visiting him, and there was a couple of things that happened. The first thing that happens, so when we get there, okay, I already know he has a dog, right? I love dogs. I love animals. Like, I am an animal person. And so the dog runs up, and she wanted to be pet. I pet dogs. I'm not scared of dogs, big dogs, little dogs. I like dogs. So I'm like, hey, it's okay. He's yelling at the dog like she's a piece of trash. No, you don't have to do that. I like dogs. I'm not scared. That was number one. I didn't like the way he treated his dog. I wanted to take her with me when I left. But I ain't got parents for no dog. But the second thing that happened is when I was leaving, we had gone to a happy hour. My flight didn't leave till 10. I needed to be at the airport by 8 so that, you know, I could get through TSA, get to my gate, and let the gate agent know that I'm there, because there's a different process that I have to go through versus regular passengers. So we leave the happy hour. We took an Uber to the happy hour, so we had to take Uber back. So we get in the car, and he's like, what time do you need to be at the airport? I was like, I need to be there by 8. He was like, we'll get there by 8. It's like 7:30-ish. I was like, okay, fine. He's driving like we in the NASCAR Daytona 500, and I'm scared. I'm like, yo, can you slow down? Oh, you need to be at the airport by 8. We're going to get there. And, I mean, he's swerving in and out of traffic, like all of them people's bumpers, almost hitting someone. Like, this is the shit that I'm dealing with. And I'm scared, like literally scared. And it's very rare that I'm a scared person, okay? And when he does this, I'm telling him to slow down. I have tears running down my face, okay? And he's like, and I'm so mad that I'm shaking. And he's like, what's wrong? I was like, yo, this shit is so fucking dangerous. What are you doing? Stop it. And he laughed. So that in turn to me says you don't give a fuck about my safety. And the one thing, remember when we talked about the things when we looked at love, how we wanted to see love, and we want, and I said I wanted to feel safe in love.
Okay.
When that happened, I no longer felt safe. Time for me to go. I'm done. I'm okay. I don't have to be here. I am fine. And he couldn't understand it. He was like, I was trying to get you here on time. You can do the speed limit and we still get here on time. You could have done the speed limit. What's 5, 10 minutes? I'm okay. As long as I'm at the gate before, you know, the gate agent is. But you speeding like a bat out of hell on this busy roadway at 7:30 at night, and this is not some old regular country-ass road. This is some D.C. road. No, we good. He's like, give me a hug. I don't want to. I'm ready to go. I want to go home. I want to go home. And so to give him another opportunity to try to fix it, and here I am trying to give somebody an opportunity. I always give people a chance. And that's why I need to stop. Like, I need to stop giving people chances.
No. That's not true. That's not true. You need to give people
what?
Chances, but now the person you need to give a chance to is you.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn now. No, keep giving people chances, but it's your turn now.
Okay. My chance. Let me get one.
Listen, don't give up on people. Don't give up on people.
And that's
been
so hard. Oh, my gosh.
You feel me?
That's been so hard.
Did you catch that? Did you catch that? Did you catch that? Or you busy talking, black woman? I'm stupid. Don't pay me no mind. I'm half drunk.
Sorry. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me put you on speakerphone. Let me put you on speakerphone. Take it off this Bluetooth. Okay. Okay.
Don't give up on people because of person. Bars, nigga.
But that's you.
Look, you hear that? That's the lighter.
That's not the lighter.
It sure is, nigga. It sure is.
But,
yo,
yeah,
so you should have seen. So boom. I'm going to be totally, you know what I'm saying, clear and transparent. I go last. Me and my lady was supposed to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a couple of dollars in the tuck. Know what I mean? Boom. Pull that out. Knowing I'm going to get my check on this date, whatever. So we go out. Boom. Oh, shit, we can't go nowhere because she had a death in the family. We got to go to this funeral. So the plans we was going to make, oh, boom, we go swerve. We go do it this way instead.
Okay.
Still took the week off, right? You know these motherfuckers, they pay me for the week. So now I get paid bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to have at least 80 hours on my check, not counting whatever overtime I may or may not do. I look at my check, I see 42 hours. I'm like, wait a minute, nigga. That make it seem like he didn't pay me for those 40 for my motherfucking. Then on top of not getting, so my check is my check. Take off half of that because the motherfucker ain't paying for that week. Then take out the child support on top of that. Nigga, I looked at my check. I was like, what are they paying me this week? What is this?
Remember when we used to pay you and what was it?
Peanuts
for the elephant.
Peanuts.
You felt like you was being paid in peanuts?
Nigga. I'm going to put like this. A nigga went and I'm on the phone with the baby. Driving home from work on Wednesday. Boom. Tire pops.
Now I got to go get two new front tires. Nigga just paid me a 17th of my check. And I got to go spend money on two front tires.
I'm like, oh, thank God, I'm about to give you my ass again, but I won't.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm thankful for everything I have. I was like, yo, there's some bullshit right here. Spinning the motherfucking block with a woman. Now she, I got the juju on me.
That's bad juju. Do you need somebody to get your bad juju off you?
Nigga, I need to burn this sage in my back seat.
Why in the back seat?
Because I had it in the front seat, but I had cleaned something out. Well, excuse me, I had it in the glove compartment, but I cleaned something out and never put it back in the glove compartment.
Oh, I thought you had said that you was going to burn the sage in the back seat, like you was going to put it in the back seat and you was going to burn it. It's in the back seat. Gotcha.
No, yeah, it's literally sitting in the back seat of your car.
In the back seat. I keep
sage in my car. Mm-mm. I don't want none of them motherfucking spirits next to me. Mm-mm. When I drive, mm-mm.
What spirit going to catch you when you drive?
I don't know, but how about this? I don't want none of them too. Except for the good ones.
Only one good. Only one.
I burn sage and marijuana in my vehicle. That's about it. That's all I burn. But I may smoke some booty. I smoke that monkey.
What?
I'm sorry. Please continue. All right, well, what was our other subject we were talking about tonight?
What was it? I shared it in the group. Wait a minute. I shared it in the group. Okay. So I'm going to read you a post.
Oh, the airline?
Did you read it?
Is that what you're
talking
about?
I don't know
about?
If you read it or not. Wait a minute.
The trip with him and his man?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Okay. So, for those who don't, because Ron now knows what we're talking about. But,
yeah, I'm a
question.
Professional.
I appreciate you. Okay. The topic is, husband pays for him and his best friend to sit in first class, but pay for his wife, economy. If you read through it, it says, she wrote, my husband and I haven't been on a trip out of the country for years, while he goes every year with his best friend. His reasons for going with him is because they both go to attend sporting events. This year, my husband told me I could go with him and his friend since they were visiting a new destination. He paid for my ticket and everything else since I am a stay-at-home mom and have no job. The kids were left with my mom. However, I found out that he had booked first-class tickets for himself and his friend while I got economy. I just couldn't hold my tongue. I confronted him about it, and he at first refused to discuss it. Then when the argument got heated, he yelled, I paid for the ticket. Isn't that enough? Then kept on about how I should stop acting like I was royalty and that if I come to think about it, even economy is fine for me since I technically don't work anyway. I cried because of what he said, but decided to just not go altogether. He changed his tone and started begging me to just go with what he planned, but I declined. I went to pick up the kids from my mom's house, and when he came back, 3 hours later, huffing and puffing about what happened, his friend sent me a text telling me that I am entitled and said that this is the reason why he didn't want my husband to take me with him, and I just proved his point. I didn't respond, but I blocked him since, and he's gotten increasingly rude over the past few months. He, my husband, said I keep crying about being excluded, and this is what happens when he finally decides to include me. So this was posted on this guy's page earlier.
yesterday. And he's like, ladies, what is this saying to you? To me, I said, and this is how I responded, I said, that's that man's boyfriend, not his best friend. And he was like, why do you all, why? And I wasn't the only woman who said it. There was other women who said it. And it was like, he was like, why do you feel that? I said, because one, she ain't asked to go on that trip. He said she could go because they were going to a new destination this time. Okay? Then lets me further know that this is his boyfriend. The way he texted that woman, that was some old Barbara and Shirley type stuff. That's why he don't need to be bringing you along. Sir, if you would have kept your opinion to yourself, because this don't involve you. Are you married? Did you bring your wife? And so the guy was like, how do y'all feel this? I said, DL men have proved to us plenty of times that when we feel like that shit's what it is, that's what that is.
Okay, can I go? Can I tell you? All right, so I had a few.
Okay.
Specifically to that point you were made. That's the only reason I spoke in right now. Specifically to that point. Boom. I don't have an issue with dudes going on mancations. I've gone on mancations.
I don't either. Nothing please don't mean. Think that. There's nothing
however,
wrong with
however,
it.
However, you and him going on this trip every year says gay.
Okay, so
okay?
I mean, so we weren't just
friends. Not
Latin plural. Not, multiple of you niggas in the streets.
You see what I'm saying? Okay. You haven't, she also said in there, she hasn't been on a vacation with him in a while.
Right.
You ain't been on a vacation with your family, but you've been on vacation with this nigga. Another sign, gay.
That's your boyfriend.
Okay. That replying shit, that was going to say that also. You know what I'm saying? Because that's your bitch saying to your wife. You know what I'm saying? You just mad because he ain't take you. You know what I'm saying? That's what all that shit was. That, another sign of
Bob and Shirley. Bob.
Hershey Howard.
Miss Shirley.
And then also another thing that says that to me is that this dude, why are you paying for him? Why are you paying
that
for
him? That was another thing. That's what another lady said on the comments. She was like, why are you paying for him? Why he ain't paying for himself?
Why are you paying for this grown-ass man that you
gotta
stay at home always go away with to go away? Why for so? So, I mean, we got a ding, 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 ding. We got red flags all over the fucking place.
All over this bitch.
Now, I can also spin an argument for this man. Argument for this man is we do this all the time. You know what I'm saying? I finally came to a realization like, yo, I'm being a little selfish. I need to bring my wife. I already got these tickets for me and my dude. You know what I'm saying? He paid last time. I'm paying this time. I said, since I'm paying this time, I wanted to take you last time, but he was paying, and he was like, nah, I'm not paying for your wife. No problem. This time, you come with me, but there's no more first-class tickets. You know what I'm saying? There just ain't no more tickets in first
then
class.
Do you know what? If that was the case, when she confronted him about it, that should have automatically came out of his mouth. He shouldn't have got mad.
Nope.
You don't think so?
It's not even supposed to get that far. Because what's supposed to happen is your man is supposed to be like, yo, dog, your wife can have my seat, I'll take hers. That's
Boom.
What's supposed to fucking happen.
Not Bob-em. Shirley.
If this is
just
my dude shit, and you my motherfucking man, and I respect your matrimony and your wife, and you done bought all the fucking tickets on this plane for us.
I'll sit in the back.
That's what's supposed to happen.
But since none of that shit happened, they fucking. And then hold on. See, more shit. That mum shit says England.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real British.
This nigga says
yeah.
You're not the queen. The queen. You make your reference
in
to the queen. Another sign of England. You're not royalty. Right. You're right. Right. Royalty. My bad. Right. Another sign of England. Right. Right. So boom. When they, she said that he's a sporting fan. No. If you a sporting fan, yo, my husband is a football fanatic. Or if it's the UK, my husband is a soccer fanatic. You know what I'm saying? And what fucking sport is in every fucking country that you go into different countries to see that shit? What sport is in every fucking country that you go into the world to see it?
Soccer is considered football in Europe and
yeah.
and South America.
Yes.
And Central America.
Only
people who have
records. Yes, good answer. So now, hold on.
Okay.
We're going around the world to see soccer when a lot of these places around the world that we watch soccer are racist. You see how they throw bananas at these motherfuckers on the field. You see how they be throwing coins and shit at these motherfuckers. So you going around the world to racist places in the stands? And putting your life in jeopardy? I don't believe you, young man. I think you're a fucking faggot.
I think that you're using the sporting events to go to said places, but you're not going to the events. You're hanging out with your boyfriend,
without
your wife.
Ding, 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 ding. Give that young lady a prize. She's correct. At least that's how I see it. I could be, like I said, I spun a situation where it could be not that. But I don't think that's the situation. I think, yo, from what I read, it seemed like that nigga got a boyfriend and a wife.
And I don't know why she don't see it.
And you, and how about this? If that's what you got, homie, I'm not even mad at you. I'm not even mad at you for having a boyfriend and a wife. You know what I'm saying? Have your shit and eat it, too. Oh, your cake eat it, my bad. You have your cake eat it too. He eating his ass, he eating shit. But my thing is this. When you try, it seemed as if he was trying to bring his wife into their whole thing and try to make this a thruple. You know what I'm saying? So when you trying to introduce new things, son, you have to do it perfectly. All right? You can't be introducing weird shit in weird ways. You got to introduce weird shit in the most pretty, seductive, enticing way as possible. Not by putting the woman who you're trying to fucking court, who's your wife, in economy. The fuck is wrong with you? You fucking fuckboy.
Yeah. Right at it. Leave your wife,
isn't it? And then she ain't no better. Cause you know what? You supposed to complain after you get this vacation, shorty. You ain't been on vacation for a minute, nigga. Stop playing. That's what you supposed to do. You supposed to take pictures of him and his boyfriend, get a divorce, get half his money. Stop playing. She played this totally wrong. That was her fucking nonsense. I'll get out of jail.
She would definitely get the money because she's a stay-at-home mom.
Thank you. You obviously got help. You got some support system because your mom was watching the children then, so she can help you while you get this child support, spousal support, and get you a little job, go back to school, whatever you want to do.
Do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do, friend. And I know you, and you, it's possible you have your own friends as well. So,
And she got a whole new support system because all these motherfuckers, you know how many women want to hold her down right now?
Listen, girl, come on. Pack your shit. Come on, let's go.
Thank you.
Because your husband got a boyfriend. You should not have to put up with this if you don't want to. Now, I will say this. And I say that if you don't want to, because some women, they be like, oh, I'm okay with it. You know, I'm okay with it.
She like two dicks is better than one.
You know, like for her, but who's to say that the other penis really like women? I think he really just like boys.
It seems so.
Because the way, like the first of that catty, petty thing that came out of him, sir, Barbara Shirley, why are you on my phone? Why are you inserting yourself into married people's shit? You, sir, you're just the best friend. But the way you, like, for me, if that was the text message that I got, I'd be like, I said, is there a reason why you on my phone, sir?
Don't even reply to him. Go to your husband like, yo, what the fuck is up with your man? Why is your man texting me? Why does your man even have my fucking number?
Listen here to me. I'm going to take it to him, and I'm still going to fucking respond. And I'm going to respond while I'm standing there in front of him. I said, because I'm about to show, and I'm going to be like, this your boyfriend? Please tell me what's going on, because please let me know if this your boyfriend.
And let me ask you a question.
Am I sharing you?
What? When you questioning him, are you going to have your pinky out pointing in his fucking forehead?
Listen, and my whole hand is in his face. Pointing fingers, I got a gun, like my fingers are like a gun, and I'm in his temple, like rope. Because I'm doing it right now. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I'm going to break my hand with my hand like this. Listen. I'm going to be so hard with it. And so most of y'all don't know. I have fingernails, and I get my nails done every 2 weeks like clockwork. I have the ones that are kind of almond-shaped but really pointy at the end.
Them sharp shits. You're right. Them shits is good for scratching backs.
Yeah. So imagine.
And other places on your body. You nasty little kitty.
Whatever. So imagine I got my thumb up, my index finger, and I'm in this nigga's temple touching it.
And more than likely, because you ain't nothing but 3'13".
I'm 5. Matter of fact, I went to the doctor the other day. I'm 5'2". Let's be exact. I'm 5'2".
Tomato, tomato, same thing. 3'13", 5'2", same difference.
No way.
All right, 4'13". You happy? All right. Technically, you're 4'14". Okay, you happy?
No, I'm 5'2".
4'14". All right.
I'm 5'2".
You gonna be having to jump up and down to reach the nigga chip.
Leafy. And my arm is fully extended. I don't care.
And reaching his chin.
And I'm getting in your face. I'm gonna be like, yo, so now we Barbara and we Shirley. Why's Barbara on my phone, dude? Like, what's going on here? I need to understand why your man's is coming at me like he your girlfriend. You got a boyfriend?
Because I've been thinking about forever.
I need to understand why your people are coming at me like this. Now, I'm about to dig into I'm about to dig in this nigga ass because I'm about to be like, yo, excuse me, sir?
Oh, he's used to that. Oh, that's nothing new to him.
Oh, but I'm about to let him know. I'm about to go on 10 with that nigga. Like, is there a reason why you here, bitch? Why you here, bitch?
Nah, but seriously, how does your man text your wife and chastise her? How does that even fucking happen?
No, like he'll like you're like if that's your best friend, I get why a best friend might have your number.
Her number,
you know what I'm saying?
I get it.
I get
yes.
that part. But your best friend ain't gonna do that.
Yo,
your
how
best
does your
friend
best friend
say chastise shit to you?
Your wife?
Right. Right.
And how about this? How about this? If you're a real nigga, nigga, you already paid for the airline ticket. Y'all cancel y'all. Give me mine. I'll go. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Lance.
What I'm mad at? I shouldn't even be mad. Now I got to trip overseas to this shit for free by myself. Travel light, travel far. Like, what the fuck is the problem for the friend? Like, why are you mad? Because your boyfriend ain't there? How
dare
you?
Because now you're
this man's wife.
How dare you? How dare you reach inside yourself and pull this text message out your ass?
Audacity, the unmitigated gall of you to fix your fucking fingers to text this woman.
Let me tell you something. The audacity, they must be giving out audacity at the social services like they're giving out food stamps for the free 99. Because that nigga pulled his audacity out quick.
I didn't see some audacious motherfuckers.
Okay, here's an example. So a couple of my homegirls, they went on a couples trip, right? Out to Vegas. Okay. As you know, like I have a couple that I could be with. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple that I can insert myself into, right? But I don't like certain
you
other
stupid.
Couples.
I'm not even like, going to say what I was about to say. Please continue before I say it.
No. What I mean is that, like, I could have a boo thing. I got a boo thing. I just don't be like,
you
want to be around
boo thing.
Period. A plural period. And so
plural period.
Plural period. And so
PP. You pushing P.
Any street. And so I'm talking to one of the girls. I was like, "How was Vegas?" And she was like, "Oh, it was fun." I said, "Did the dude go?" She was like, "Yeah." I said, "She's like, is that why you didn't go?" That's exactly why I didn't go. I don't like your dude. And I knew that my people couldn't get off work. I knew that. So I was like, we not? And one of my people was like, I'm not going to Vegas. All that is eating and gambling. I eat at home, and I can gamble at home. Like, I don't need to do all that. I thought, hey, why even ask? Because you know your mate. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know your mate. And so... I was like, yeah, I don't like your dude. That's why I didn't go. I was like, you still could have came? No. See, I make it a point not to be around people I don't like. So in that moment when old girl was like, you got me economy and you got your best friend, I see why she was like, you know, I don't even want to go. Because she already, at this point, she really don't like that nigga, but she put up with that nigga because that's his best friend. But now that's his boyfriend, so now you really don't like him?
At all.
Listen. Like I said, I'm making a point not to be in no space where I don't like somebody.
And I get it. And you should never make yourself uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? For a reason that doesn't benefit you.
Exactly. And I'm not even going to be uncomfortable. I wouldn't even be uncomfortable. It's just like they got one time to say some shit I don't like, and I'm going in, and I'm going hard.
And that's exactly where I was headed. That's like I'm not saying be uncomfortable, but how much leeway do you give your partner? You know what I mean? Like, this is my partner. You know what I mean? Like, okay, for my partner's sake, I'll blah, 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 blah. I'll put up with
this
person for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, how much leeway do you give your partner?
Nah, that nigga had one left.
This nigga's stupid.
He got one left. because I don't like the way that he treats her. And I'm like, I constantly say that. Why do you put up with that shit? Like, you're not, it's not like you can't get a man. I said, it's not like nobody else will want you. Why you put up with that nigga shit? Why? That nigga look like he got a little weenie anyway. That's me talking to myself in my head. Why is you putting up with that shit? Like, why? And so I just said, you know what? It is. And here's the thing. And she got upset with me because I said something to her she ain't like. And I meant what I said. You may not have liked my delivery, but I meant what I said. So also on this trip, another couple had decided that they weren't going to go to dinner because the prices were a lot. And I said, I understand why somebody would do that. I said, because people, after their vacation, people still got bills. And I don't care if it were a couple or not, we still got bills. And so she was like, oh, if a man took me to a restaurant and he couldn't afford the prices, then we breaking up right then and there. Ma'am, I said, after a conversation that you and I had, and I brought it back to her attention, and I said, this is what you said to me. This is not me making up no shit and talking from another space. I said, this is a conversation that you and I had. You said to me, I have never been on vacation without a man, and he footed the whole entire bill where I paid nothing. Ma'am, is that the reason why you didn't go to Miami with us? Because it was a girl's trip, and you was going to have to foot your own bill. See? That's some gold digging shit. Because I told her when we got ready to go to Miami, I said, ain't no dudes invited. Ain't no niggas invited. Don't have your niggas show up in Miami on some bullshit because he wasn't invited. So she didn't go to Miami. And I said, and she was like, oh, this is what we're doing today? Yes, ma'am, this is what we're doing today. Because I want you to see where you don't understand that them people got bills when they get back home. See, your money is already taken care of because you got somebody else footing a $1,000 bill for you. Because it's easy to go to Vegas and spend $1,000 easily. But when you get home, you still got your $1,000 that you work for. So your bills are going to get paid. These people are regular-ass people. They pay their bills on time. They still do what they're supposed to do. But who budgets for vacation? People who have bills when they get home from said vacation. I said, you still got bills. Regular, but you didn't have to budget anything. Misty, I said, so don't do that. I said, shit like that will get you canceled with me. Because you're showing me that you don't know how to function without no nigga. And this the same nigga that keep making you out to be a fucking clown. I don't give a damn about no goddamn money. You're not going to sit here and make me look like no clown. I don't wear clown makeup. You can wear it all you want, but
nobody wants that.
You're not going to be making me look stupid. And then she feels like I'm trying to be funny with stuff, when all actuality, I'm telling you stuff because I care. If I didn't care, bitch, go out there. You're stupid. Go ahead. But since I call you my friend, and I want you to be happy, that's what I want for you. I want you to be able to be happy.
Like Mary J. Blige on tour.
I just want you to be happy. That's it.
All right, so let me ask you a question. She's talking about them that went to Vegas because they went and go to one particular restaurant. I'm assuming those people still ate.
They went somewhere else to eat.
Yeah. Right. So why couldn't y'all just go with them to all of us a lot? No, because you wanted to be, you know what I'm saying, bougie, or because you wanted to have an experience. Okay, if you wanted to be bougie, I get it. If you wanted to have experience, your man's so fucking big, why he ain't pay for them? And had an even bigger, better experience.
Listen.
He ain't that big and he ain't that bad. So understand that everybody has their limitations. And because his limitations may be $37 more than somebody else's, don't mean that he nobody fucking better. The fuck out of here, bitch.
Listen to me. And the stuff that she tells me about this dude, I know that, ma'am, his money ain't as long as you think it is. I'm telling you, the nigga got a little penis.
If you bring it back to the little dick one more time, me and you go fight. Leave that man and his little peen alone.
Listen. I don't do no whining. I don't do nobody's whining. Unless it's on the grill.
Said the nigga got a Vienna sausage. I can tell by the way he proceeds with the way he talks.
Listen. There's a such thing as big dick energy. That nigga ain't got it. That nigga walking around with Lil Wayne trying to stand on
Lil
it and ain't
Wayne
doing
energy. L-W-E. He got L-W. He got Louis. He got Louis.
Lil Wayne energy.
He likes Fabulous and J. Cole. Louis. Lil Wayne energy.
No, shut up. Like, if you don't put that nigga in his place, you try to act like you a bad bitch, and you this, that, and the third, and you run the shit, put that little nigga in his place. Nigga. Listen. That's what I said.
Excuse me, sir, you don't hurt my walls enough to be having that much bass in your voice.
Listen. Nigga, you ain't even hitting the back of my shit. What the, who the fuck you talking to?
Excuse me, sir. Until you hit this cervix, lower your fucking tone.
Listen, that one time I had that nigga put me in, not necessarily be in the hospital, but I kept complaining about my shit was hurting, so I went to the doctor. The doctor said I had a bruised cervix. Nigga, until you bruise that shit, don't you talk to me. Don't you talk back.
You forget you're talking to the rib breaker.
Off the top rope, that's what you did. So listen.
It wasn't the top rope, nigga.
Off the top rope. This nigga done jumped off the goddamn dresser. You talking about we the WWE motherfucking E. Like, yo, nigga, watch your tone when you talking to me. Here's the thing. I may be the shortest, smallest one in the room, but nigga, my dick's bigger than yours, and I ain't even got one. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about this weenie. I feel like he's such a weenie. He's a weenie. He's a whole weenie. Not just daddy's a weenie, but he's a whole weenie. He's a weenie.
You stupid.
What? Like, I just don't put up with no shit. Like, you know, okay, so when a man exudes big dick energy, listen, y'all, you don't feel it because women do. Women feel it more than what men would feel it. You got to be gay to feel it.
No. You do not have to be gay to feel big dick energy.
No, you don't feel it from another man.
How do you know what I feel from another man?
I don't know. You know what? Enlighten me then, friend.
Let me say this. Men have certain talks between men. And the level of conversation that you have with certain men
lets you know the level of their dick game. So I may not know big dick energy, but I can tell proficient dick energy.
Oh, stupid. Like, it's just, you know, it's just the way that he might move. Like, one of my mates definitely has it. It's just the way that nigga moves. And I'd be like, okay, daddy. Yes, sir. Okay, sir. All right, sir.
Hey, but listen, but feel me on this. As a man who I think gives off big dick energy, I see how certain women respond to me. If I see that response to other men, I can assume he too has something that is getting that. And if this motherfucker ain't got no money and no car, I can assume it's big dick energy.
Right. Nigga just ain't got nothing. Just walking around here. You all hobosexual with big dick energy.
And also, one thing I know is that men with a certain proficiency have a certain level of sexual conversation. When you are proficient at pleasing women, or at least proficient at giving the extraordinary to women, then in a certain way, you talk a little differently.
Mm-hmm. You move a whole lot differently.
You move a little differently. The asses that walk by and you look at are different. You know what I'm saying? You're giving off different energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just jump at, ooh, look at her. Yeah, she all right. Yeah, she good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't give off that same thing because you will have, and you have thrown away more pussy than a lot of niggas have ever had.
Huh?
At least I know I have. I know I've thrown away a decent amount of pussy, and I hear some motherfuckers talking about, yo, I can't get none. You can't get none because you don't give off the energy to attract it, nigga.
Yeah. And don't nobody wanna get no Lil Wayne or nothing. I'm not giving no Wayne nothing.
Again, that's not necessarily true. As a man who has a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, size to him, I've been with women who have had small vaginas. They need little dick niggas. They don't need niggas like that.
Dear Lord.
And you got some of these females who done been with a lot of knees, and they shouldn't stretched out. It's like, all right, you know how you got them sweatpants that you had when you was like 20 pounds heavier, and they cute, but they just like stretched out a little too much. You just can't really pull yourself to wear them no more. That's their vagina. So when you got a vagina like your sweatpants from 20 pounds ago, you can't necessarily be acting like you are shit no more. You got to jump in. If a nigga got a little dick and some paper, you take him, and you be happy with it. You just staple your pussy and make it fit him. What, did I say something wrong?
I'm so happy. Can I have a boyfriend? Can I have a boyfriend? Can I have a girlfriend?
You said, can you have a boyfriend?
Can I have a boyfriend and a girlfriend?
And a little dick man? What the fuck? You want everything, nigga?
Because he might be nice. He might be sweet as pie and gives me the world. No.
So that's a yes, you do want everything.
And that's not even to say, because my other mate is still has the energy. Like, his energy doesn't exude like the other ones does, but he has it. But it's not like the others.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. So not only does it make sense, but I can relate to it from, yeah, it does make sense.
So now, you know, it's if we could all cooperate with one another, Right. And we all will cooperate. I'd be so happy. I'd be so happy. I would be the happiest woman on this side of the Mississippi. It might be somebody else happy on the other side. But I'll be happy on this side.
All right, so you say happy, H-A-P-P-Y. I say pimpy, P-I-M-P-Y.
Pimpy? Why pimpy?
Because you would be pimping, baby. You pimping, baby.
I'd be happy. I'd be all right. That's why I'm pretty content. Like, at like this point now, even though it's a separate situation, I'm pretty content. Like, I'm okay. Like, I'm good. That's why I think this time it was a lot easier for me to let go of my situation that I spun the block to.
Okay.
It was easy.
Because you good.
Yeah, because I'm good. I'm all right. I'm good. I'm not willing to mess up any of this for you. I'm good.
That's growth. That's growth.
I'm good. I'm good. The way you... Okay, so we got 8 minutes left in this show. So have you been watching... And this is all off topic. And I just want you to see what your opinion is about it. Have you been watching the Murder, Inc. story? On BET?
No.
No, but I'm pretty familiar with the story.
Have you seen the interview when Irv Gotti is talking about Ashanti?
Yes, I have.
Yo, Irv is a perv and a complete and utter trash-ass human. Like, nigga, let that girl go about her business. Why are you reflecting on some 20-year-ago pussy that you ain't had in 20 years?
So what I did just finish watching is I just finished watching Mike Geronimo on Matt Hoffa's podcast by Expert Opinion. I just heard him talking about Irv, you know what I'm saying, for extended amount of time and how much of a dick and dirt ball he was. So that was another perspective. But I will say this about Mr. Lorenzo. He may be harsh with the things that he does, but I don't know how much fault I see in the position that he takes. Now, the way that he takes that position, I disagree with, but the position he has taken, I don't know how much I disagree with.
I think it's more of that nigga's delivery.
Exactly.
I feel like, dude, you ain't got to talk about her like that. Like, the way
nope.
He was like, you know, the first time we kissed, I grabbed her ass. Like, the way he was like, mwah. It was like, ew. Like, to me, it was like, ew, get your lips off of me. You know? But she has not said anything.
That's class. Even when I've heard her talking, she'll describe him as the label head. So me and the label head was in the studio, and we try, and it's Irv. You talking about Irv? But she calls this nigga the label head. That is either ultimate sign of I'm going to take the high road, or that's her being so passive-aggressive that it ain't funny. And I don't think it's her being that passive-aggressive. I think it's her just taking the high road.
Yeah, she's definitely taking the high road on this shit.
I mean, but at the same time, now, she wants to remake her songs. And
right. From
what I understand, is she's having a little bit of a hard time remaking the songs.
Yeah, because he owns the rights to her music, and he won't give them to her.
So that's not why she can remake the songs. So she can interpolate the songs and then re-release that album. But in her doing it, in her trying to do it, it's not sounding the same. So what she asked him for was certain files. Yo, I need you to give me certain ones of my files. And he's like, why would I do that? Because him giving her the files now gives her the ability to make those songs and make them sound quality so that they can compete with her old song. Why would he do that? He can't go and perform those songs and make money. She can't. You know what I mean? So how does he make money from those old songs? He put just as much into those old songs as she did. Why now? Why not get the ability to eat off of? So I understand his position. I'm not giving you shit. Offer me something.
And okay. My pussy ain't up for it, sir. My pussy cat ain't up for it. Because that's what he sounds like. He's like, if she give me a pussycat, I give her her music. Like, that's how I feel like he's acting. Because everything about him says trash. Even when you're sitting there watching the documentary, and one, I think it's Moore, the guy from Def Jam who left, he was like, yo, Irv is ass. And he was like, and the drugs fucked up Irv.
I don't doubt that.
And he's like, he's like, I wouldn't work with him for shit at this point. And so it's but as you look at, like, the way that he's speaking on her, yo, it's so cringy as hell. Like, I want to fight him for her. And she ain't even my friend.
Now, this is my thing. I would say like this.
And that lady from before, y'all need to come out. Now you get on this bus.
These are the things that women need to say to themselves before they open their legs.
Listen.
Who am I opening my leg to? Who am I allowing this energy? Who is this person? Do I want this? No. And men should ask the same question. But these
yo,
are the things,
I want this in the long run to come back and fucking haunt me. She ain't gonna say she was in a relationship with me. She ain't gonna say that she had sex with me. She gonna tell you no, she didn't. You got her. She didn't want nobody to know that. And so therefore, you should have said nothing either. Do you listen? There might be a nigga in life that I probably don't want nobody to know I ever had sex with. There might be
There is definitely at least 2 or 7 that I don't want nobody to know I had sex with.
I definitely know there's at least one. Not that I don't want nobody to know. But I let him put his mouth on me. Ew. I'm going to go to my grave with it, and my best friends don't even know that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
Listen, you know my best friends know everything.
If I
got to
be 100% honest, it wasn't that bad, dog.
You knew. I'm all right. I'm okay. I ain't got to tell nobody. But God know, and God probably has taken it off my whole
soul. A chuckle. No, God had a chuckle. God was like, see, nigga, see?
See, this is what I told you. This is why.
Yeah,
now you
see,
got me up
see.
Here holding my gut, laughing at you. Not even
laughing
no
at your funk.
God
ass.
Laughed from a healthy place on that shit. He said, look at her. Just look at her. Look at
just
her.
Just look at her. Look at this nigga.
Look at her. I'm sick of her. Let me turn the channel because I'm not watching this shit. Yeah, I was like, look. I'm not watching this shit. She's stupid today. Just stupid. Maybe she will learn her lesson as soon as she gets up.
Oh, no. I knew I wasn't going to learn my lesson that time. Oh, no. I still have a lot more lessons to learn. Mm-mm.
I learned my lesson.
Lesson learning.
And listen. And this is probably why I don't like new people. Because, you know, I'm really, like, I have not added anybody new to my life. In years, like double digit years, my nigga, double digit years, and And that ain't what I'm supposed to do in life. That's not part of my ministry. I'm not supposed to add nobody new.
You said your ministry, nigga?
Yeah.
Please tell me you said your ministration. Please tell me you said your ministration and not your ministry.
I said my ministry.
I'm done with you. I'm fucking done. This nigga is taking jobs. I'm done.
No,
she said her ministry.
It's not about my ministry. It's not part of it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
I'm done.
I refuse. And it's so funny how new people try to. And I'd be like, no, I'm good. They was like, but how you don't know that you're not going to? I don't want you. I am good. Just like that little nigga who tried to show me his penis and shit. Nigga, you ain't got no car. You ain't got nowhere to live. And what you think it's supposed to be? You trying to
Where is the white like, lady? Where is the white lady?
No,
you're not going to do this. You are not going to embarrass that young man, or not so young man, on this platform.
Well, he shouldn't have tried. You shouldn't. First of all, if you don't have no car and you don't have nowhere to live, sex should be the furthest thing from your mind.
That is not true.
You have nothing at this point to offer. So when you
see, there you go. So you're looking at things from a feminine point of view and from a very capitalistic point of view. If you have no car and no home, the only thing you should think about sex wise is purchasing pussy or using your hands. Now, if it's not using your hands, then you better purchase some pussy.
You best not tell nobody that got good sense. But here's the thing. So previously in that conversation, that nigga told me I needed to quit my unsafe job. But every time you ain't got no car,
you talking about the one where people who are sick and come to you asking you for medicine? That one?
No, my one that keep in mind that both of my jobs are completely unsafe.
Thank you.
But he was like, I need to quit my job that puts me in the air all day long, and that way I could be home more. And I said, you got some flight benefits that you want to offer me?
No, you said nigga too.
I'm saying, now, nigga, you, I know, I said, I won't be quitting my job. And then he's going to find out.
No, can't do that, bro.
I'm be quitting my job. And come to find out that you ain't got no home and you call us. Sir, at least you could live in your car if you had a car. But you're not, so, and I said, you telling me that tells me what?
Wait, no. Stop.
What?
You telling, no, stop. You telling me that a gentleman who didn't have no vehicle nor home had the audacity to tell you what to do with your profession?
Yes. That's why I said this nigga, they giving out audacity at the EBT line.
This nigga ain't got a pot to piss in, no window to throw it out, and wants to tell you how to make your paper.
Exactly. Exactly, friend. Exactly. You see that? Yeah, you see why the dating pool got piss in it.
Mm-mm.
I am completely
Mm-mm.
happy with how I'm at. Thank you.
Mm-mm. Completely.
I'm fine. Because both of them niggas got jobs.
And even if I wasn't, I would lie to you, sir. If I wasn't good, nigga, to you, I am. Get the fuck out of my face.
Listen, I got 3, 4, 5, 6 boyfriends, sir. And here's another thing, and then we're going to go. He said in this, too, because I was like, he's like, you got a man? I was like, yeah, I got one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got one. Because I ain't lie. I ain't say I didn't. Yeah, I got a dude. And he was like, so are you going to stop talking to him while you get to know me? No. He was like, well, that's not fair. Yes, it is. Why? why would I give up something I'm perfectly happy with to get to know you? And I don't feel like you know you gonna be. I feel like you're gonna be the trash. Why? Why would I do that? Are you gonna stop having sex with him until you get while you get to know me? No. No, I'm not. I'm going to sit on it every other day when I get home or whatever. He was like, can I travel with you to one of your places that you go to for overnight? No, I have a registered companion. Can you take him off? For what? This nigga wanted too much for too little. This is why the dating pool has this in it.
Hey, I mean, are you expecting me to say something to this fuckery? I mean, I'm curious as to why you are even still giving your energy to this fuckboy.
Oh, I don't. I haven't spoken to him in a long time at this point. I was just letting you know that this is the shit that I have to deal with.
This nigga said, are you going to stop doing A, B, and C, why'd you get to know me? You know what? I will stop having sex with him while I get to know you. But unfortunately, I'm not even going to get to know you. So until that time happens, nigga, get the fuck out my face.
No, listen, I'm not having sex with you because, nigga, why would... Why?
You can't afford sex. If you can't afford... Listen, no, excuse me. He can't afford sex. He can't afford your sex.
No. No, not at all.
Is it? If you got $100, you can afford sex.
You definitely can't afford mine.
Can't afford yours. No.
No, definitely cannot. No. No.
But, I mean, hey, I mean, I'm not mad at him for shooting the shot. Actually, I am.
That nigga should not. He should have just left that gun in the holster.
He should have. You're right.
I just feel like if you ain't got your shit together, you shouldn't be worried about shit that don't pertain to you.
You don't see me going to the dealership seeing how much a race costs. You don't see me inquiring about the price of a Bentley. You don't see that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm, I stay to my lane.
You ain't see me go and see how much a 17-carat diamond costs. You ain't see that. Mm-hmm. I stay in my motherfucking lane.
Stay in my lane and live within my means. Sir, you're poor and broke.
I got a chain and a bracelet, nigga. A chain and a bracelet and a watch. I ain't got no fucking diamonds.
Listen. And you got a one-year-old that you got off of a one-night stand? Nah, this ain't what you want, partner.
This nigga got a one-year-old and no vehicle?
No vehicle.
And how do you see said one-year-old?
I don't know. He got a six-year-old, too.
How do you get to work, sir, with no vehicle in the South?
Somebody got to take you. Somebody got to take you to work, or you take the Uber, or to the bus, whatever.
I knew a young lady who was working at a job, and she was Ubering, and her Uber was about 60% of her paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, it almost don't make sense to work.
How about you figure out the bus system, and you get close to the bus place, something, because it's at least $1.75. It ain't $30 one way.
I don't know. I can't call it, Kitty.
I can't either. I ain't about to do the shit. Do you know it'd be $100 probably? I ain't about to do it. But I'm wrong when I say I ain't interested.
Now let me ask you a question.
Okay, and then we're going to get right off.
If finances weren't an issue, would you be interested?
No.
Then fuck that Negro. Let's go.
No, I wouldn't be, and here's the why. The why is because I don't do men who have children under the age of 10. I just don't do it.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You're stupid.
Why are you stupid now?
No, you have your criteria. I'm not mad at you for your criteria. I don't mean you S-T-U-P-I-D. I don't mean you're stupid because you have all of your sense. I mean you S-T-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-P-I-D. That's what I mean.
You always calling me stupid. And I don't be doing nothing.
No, you have all of your brains. You are a smart, beautiful black woman. You are not S-T-U-P-I-D in the least bit. But them 7 O's, nigga, 8 O's, 36 O's, nigga, that is you.
Hey, I got plural O's, period.
I got O's
in different area codes. Because I really do. But anyway.
You really do.
I really do. I'm about to be for the sheep. You know, it's like, I mean, you come in every week.
On time.
Andy.
I ain't fall asleep, but I'm drunk and high. Imagine that. You must have entertained me, young lady.
Shut up, fool. And I just got finished with my drink. I'm about to pour me some Disaronno.
Another one.
No, I'm finished watching the show, and I'm going to sit here. And hopefully, I'm not sitting up all night waiting for this person to get home.
That ain't got nothing to do with you pouring you another one.
I don't know if I want another one. That's what I don't know.
Okay.
But see, this how you know. One of my mates, I got a key to their house. That's why I'm sitting there right now waiting to get off work.
You know what? On that note, we're going to hang up because I'm like, nope, I don't want to do this anymore. We're going to, and not only is this going to be an office conversation, but this is going to be a me and you office conversation. Fuck everybody else. They don't even get privy to this shit.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get ready to go. All right. We're going to get ready to go.
Yeah.
I don't even know where I'm at. Wait a minute. I don't know where I'm at next week. Wait a minute. Let me think. Next week. Oh, so next week is the holiday weekend. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to Seattle or not. That's the thing. Trying to decide if I'm going out to Seattle. Because I'm off the holiday.
I'm off the holiday weekend. East and West Coast. And area G. God. Oh. I'm sorry.
I'm so weak. So, yeah, I'm trying to decide if I'm going out there. I'll decide. I'll let you know if I decide to go out there.
Yes,
if I don't go there, we got a show. Because I'll be on the East Coast somewhere.
This nigga. She didn't say I'll be home. She said on the East Coast somewhere. You know what? Hang the fuck up. Get the white woman.
Hang the fuck up. All right, we out. Good night, my nigga. Thanks for riding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. And un momento.
All right, we out of here.
Oh, shit.